Part 1. Usage Consumption. Section 1. Intention and Purpose. Establishing a purpose for your psychedelic experience is of utmost importance, often regarded as an integral element of the journey itself. Your objectives can vary significantly, ranging from resolving psychological conflicts and enhancing social and emotional relationships to advancing professional growth and embracing new experiences. Your aspirations can extend into religious, spiritual, or transcendent realms. For instance, they may encompass seeking communion with a higher power, gaining deeper insights into the nature of existence, acquiring knowledge about the universe, or exploring the profound concept of transcending the ego to recognize the interconnectedness of all things. Engaging in a conversation with your guide about your intentions is highly advisable before progressing further. Your guide, being qualified and experienced, will accompany you throughout your psychedelic journey, providing valuable support and guidance. It is worth noting that many individuals do not approach the topic of psychedelic experiences with the seriousness it deserves, mistakenly equating it with the recreational use of alcohol or marijuana. It is important to recognize that those who engage in psychedelics solely for entertainment purposes at parties or in crowded settings are unlikely to have a transformative and profound experience. The psychedelic journey transcends mere fun and enjoyment. It is a deeply spiritual and introspective exploration, an inner journey of profound significance. I have emphasized the importance of creating an appropriate environment and selecting the right companions in order to optimize the psychedelic experience. I firmly assert that this process should not be underestimated or dismissed as unnecessary. The setting and the individuals involved play a crucial role in ensuring safety, support, and a conducive atmosphere for the profound and transformative nature of the psychedelic journey. Section 2. Meditation. Meditation can be likened to a driver's license that prepares you for navigating the fast-paced journey of psychedelics. In this document, I will provide a step-by-step explanation of my method, and I strongly advise those interested in utilizing it to approach it with patience and dedicate time to mindfulness exercises. Scientific research suggests that a minimum of 300 hours of mindfulness training is recommended before embarking on any psychedelic experience. While this may initially seem like a significant commitment, there is no need to be concerned. This target can be achieved by engaging in 1 hour of daily training throughout the year or dedicating 10 hours daily for a month. By investing time and effort into mindfulness practices, you will develop the necessary foundation to navigate the profound and transformative terrain of psychedelic exploration. Section 3. Individual Conditions. Prior to embarking on a psychedelic journey, it is crucial to ensure a state of calmness and mental stability. The presence of unresolved everyday conflicts, traumas, emotional turbulence, or occupational issues can significantly increase the risk of experiencing a challenging or bad trip. These unresolved issues may overshadow your ability to achieve your intended goals and hinder progress. Consequently, valuable time during the journey might be consumed by addressing these conflicts, which could have been better addressed through therapy or other appropriate means. Taking the time to address and resolve such issues beforehand can contribute to a more positive and transformative psychedelic experience. It is advised that women refrain from using psychedelics before or during menstruation due to potential hormonal fluctuations and mood swings that can occur during this time. Additionally, self-awareness and the extent of ego work undertaken are crucial factors influencing the psychedelic experience. I recommend dedicating sufficient time to cultivating ego control through meditation sessions prior to embarking on a psychedelic journey. This practice enhances self-awareness and prepares individuals for a more intentional and transformative experience. To ensure a positive and safe psychedelic experience, it is recommended to maintain a stable mental state and carefully monitor your mental health condition for at least 2 weeks before engaging with psychedelic substances. Strive to keep your mental state as elevated as possible during this period. It is important to note that achieving a heightened mental state can be challenging and, at times, even elusive without the practice of meditation and cultivating awareness. These practices play a significant role in preparing the mind for a profound and transformative experience with psychedelics. In the 1 to 2 weeks leading up to psychedelic consumption, it is advisable to prioritize adequate physical exercise, maintain a healthy diet by avoiding fast food, and refrain from consuming fatty, sweet, and high-calorie food. This helps to sustain high energy levels and promotes overall well-being. Additionally, it is beneficial to cultivate a positive mindset and engage in daily meditation as extensively as possible. Keeping your intentions to yourself can be advantageous, as it allows you to avoid external influences, judgments, and distractions, enabling you to stay focused on your personal goals during the psychedelic journey. Section 4. Contraindications. In addition to the specific considerations for certain groups, it is crucial to note that there are contraindications for psychedelic use, which should only be pursued under the supervision of a qualified physician or psychiatrist. Individuals with a history of cardiovascular disease, seizures, allergies, pregnant women, and patients with mental illnesses such as psychotic disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depression should consult a medical specialist in these fields. It is important to seek professional guidance without fear of judgment, as their expertise will help ensure safety and appropriate decision-making. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of recognizing that psychedelics may not be suitable for individuals with mental disorders. Disregarding the presence of a mental illness can potentially lead to worsened symptoms, increased side effects, and instability in one's mental state. Prioritizing mental health and addressing any existing mental disorders is crucial before considering the use of psychedelic compounds. It is essential to approach these substances with caution and under the guidance of qualified professionals to ensure safety and well-being. Section 5. Environmental conditions. The environment in which you choose to embark on your psychedelic journey is just as important as the personal circumstances you consider. Crowded and public places, such as parties and festivals, are not conducive to deep and transformative experiences and can even be potentially harmful. It is essential to prioritize creating a supportive and safe environment for your psychedelic journey. Here are some tips to consider. 1. Select a peaceful and secure location. Choose a quiet setting where you feel a sense of safety and tranquility. It is preferable to opt for a place near your home, allowing the option to return if desired, and preferably in proximity to nature, to have the opportunity to spend time outdoors. While some individuals have recommended experiencing this journey in nature with a tent, it is important to acknowledge that nature can be unpredictable and changeable. Particularly for your first experience, prioritize a location that offers a secure building and access to green spaces. It is also advisable to choose a familiar place where you have previously had positive experiences. Be cautious and avoid elevated spaces such as balconies, rooftops, and stairwells, as they can present potential hazards when moving around. 2. Provide a comfortable sofa and pillow for the voyager, along with a couch or chair for the companion. 3. Ensure a quiet and private environment. 4. Keep an unbreakable glass, metal, or plastic, and an ample supply of water readily available. 5. Provide a suitable music, playing device, including speakers and headphones. 6. Have a blindfold accessible to provide adequate darkness during the day, if desired. 7. Consider offering a private room with a bed for resting and additional personal space if needed. 8. Listen to your body and adopt the most comfortable position, whether lying down, sitting, or walking. If finding a suitable environment proves challenging, it is crucial to exercise patience and wait for the right opportunity. If necessary, consider renting a villa with access to green spaces for a duration of 1 to 2 days. This experience has the potential to be one of the most significant in your life. Therefore, It is essential to allocate sufficient time and, if needed, invest resources in securing a place where you feel utmost comfort and ease. Section 6. Sitter. The sitter is a compassionate and experienced individual capable of maintaining composure in various situations, being fully present with the voyager. Their primary focus lies on observing and attending to the voyager's individual reactions and changes. Ideally, it is recommended to have two individuals serving as sitters, preferably one man and one woman if feasible. Additionally, at least one of the sitters should possess prior experience with psychedelic substances. It is crucial to choose sitters with whom you do not have an intimate or complicated relationship, such as a spouse partner or someone with whom you have had a romantic or sexual involvement. The companion should refrain from assuming the role of a guide and disrupting the process of the psychedelic journey. However, there may be specific circumstances where the companion can offer soothing words if they feel the voyager requires calming, such as, "You are fine. This experience will end soon. Let go and be relaxed." It is important for the companion to exercise discretion and use these phrases sparingly, understanding the delicate balance between providing reassurance and allowing the voyager to navigate their own experience. The sitter should remain completely sober and not be under the influence of psychedelics, marijuana, alcohol, or any other substances, even in shallow doses. It is important for the sitter to maintain a clear and focused state of mind throughout the experience. In various situations, taking deep breaths and grounding oneself in the present moment can be beneficial. This practice can help the sitter stay centered and composed, allowing them to effectively support the voyager during the psychedelic journey. In crucial moments, it can be beneficial for the voyager to place their bare feet on the ground. This grounding technique can help provide a sense of stability and connection to the present moment. When deemed appropriate, the companion can offer comfort to the voyager by gently touching their hand or shoulders and providing soothing words. It is important to exercise caution and respect the voyager's boundaries, only engaging in physical contact or offering reassurance if specifically requested or granted permission. These actions should be reserved for emergencies or situations where the voyager expresses a need for support. The voyager is free to walk or use the bathroom when necessary, with the understanding that the companion should be present by their side or able to monitor them from a distance to ensure their safety and well-being. In critical situations where the voyager is not experiencing panic or fear, the companion can utilize eye contact and employ soothing sentences as a means of support. This can help establish a connection and provide reassurance during challenging moments of the journey. If the voyager shares a peculiar experience with their companion and seeks validation or clarification, the companion can engage in a conversation about the nature of subjective experiences during the psychedelic journey. They can explain that the voyager is going through a unique and temporary experience, emphasizing that the perceptions and sensations they are encountering may not align with conventional reality. The companion can provide reassurance that the journey will come to an end in due course, offering support and understanding throughout the process. If the companion needs to use the toilet, it is important to inform the voyager and assure them that the companion will return shortly. The voyager should be made aware of the companion's absence and be reassured that they will be back soon to continue providing support. In certain situations, at the request of the voyager, the companion can use a recorder to capture sounds or a phone to record videos. This can serve as a means of documenting aspects of the journey or capturing any specific experiences that the voyager wishes to preserve. It is crucial for the companion to respect the voyager's preferences and privacy while handling any recording devices. At the request of the voyager, the companion can use a recorder to capture sounds or a phone to record videos. Additionally, it is advisable for the voyager to have a pen and paper readily available to take notes during the psychedelic experience. If the voyager wishes to make a phone call, the companion can provide a cell phone and assist in coordinating and supervising the call, ensuring the voyager's well-being throughout the conversation. It is important to note that the phone should not be accessible to the voyager at all times to prevent any potential adverse effects or distraction. When making phone calls, it is crucial for the person on the receiving end to be informed about the voyager's condition. Verbal exchanges during these calls may involve topics or expressions that might not be understood or may raise concerns from the other person's perspective. Engaging in psychedelic experiences without a companion can pose significant risks. Having a trusted companion present is essential for reassurance and support throughout the journey. Take the necessary time to meditate, practice mindfulness, and prepare yourself until you find the right companion. If finding the right companion proves challenging, exercise patience and refrain from making hasty decisions based on emotions. Even in the case of microdosing, having a reliable individual who is knowledgeable about your condition, particularly for the first time, is recommended. Approach this journey with seriousness, as failure to do so may result in serious consequences. Section 7. Music. Music plays a vital role in shaping the psychedelic experience. It is important to carefully select appropriate music, such as classical compositions, nature sounds, or specially curated tracks designed specifically for psychedelic journeys, before embarking on the trip. During the experience, the companion has the ability to modify or stop the music based on the voyager's requests or their own judgment. Adjusting the musical themes, particularly during critical moments when the voyager may be feeling fear or discomfort, can have a powerful impact on the overall journey. By changing the musical atmosphere, the companion can help create a more soothing and supportive environment, promoting a sense of calm and easing any distress that the voyager may be experiencing. Some music is available for your use. You can find the link at the footnote of the episode. Section 8. Dosage. Selecting the right dose is crucial, as it varies individually. It's a complex process involving suitable materials and quantities to achieve desired effect. Interestingly, a Johns Hopkins University study found no significant link between weight, gender, and dose. Microdosing is a safe approach to psychedelic use. Contrary to a common belief, low-dose usage is effective and not harmful. Scientific and clinical research supports the benefits of microdosing. Before trying a new substance, it is crucial to follow the testing process outlined in the next section. Using psychedelics is akin to weightlifting at the gym. Just as attempting heavy weights without preparation can lead to injury, taking the full dose of psychedelics without prior experience carries risks. It is crucial to start with lower doses and gradually increase, similar to gradually building strength in weightlifting to avoid potential harm. For individuals preparing for a full-dose psychedelic trip, it is recommended to divide the dose into two parts after allergy testing. Begin by taking half of the dose and consume the remaining half after an hour and a half. This approach allows for a more controlled and gradual experience, ensuring a smoother transition into the trip. The recommended full dose of psilocybin is typically between 15 to 20 milligrams of the active ingredient, equivalent to 1 to 1.5 grams of dried mushroom. Each gram of dried mushrooms contains approximately 10 to 12 milligrams of psilocybin. To ensure accuracy, it is advisable to use a microgram scale when measuring the dosage. To accommodate variations in the active ingredient across different parts of the fungus, you can grind a full dose and divide it into smaller pieces for microdosing purposes. However, it is important to note that ingesting more than 1.5 grams of fungus is not recommended as it can be hazardous. Such higher doses should only be considered under the supervision of a psychotherapist in a clinical setting. After conducting the necessary testing and ensuring the authenticity of your substance and suitable conditions, it is advisable to begin with half of the full dose, followed by the second half an hour later. As the taste of these mushrooms may not be preferred by many individuals, you can mask the flavor by incorporating honey or adding them to your food. Warning: combining mushrooms with vitamin C, such as orange or lemon juice, can enhance their effects. However, if this is your first experience, it is recommended to avoid combining them with vitamin C. Optimal preparation involves consuming a light meal 1 to 2 hours prior to taking the mushrooms. It is advisable to avoid fasting or consuming a heavy meal before ingesting the mushroom. Refer to the footnote of the episode to learn more about psilocybin fungi. Section 9, LSD. The recommended dose for LSD is around 100 micrograms. Taking more than 100 micrograms can result in harmful and irreversible effects. After conducting a thorough substance test and confirming its suitability, it is recommended to begin with a dose of 50 micrograms. If, after an hour, no adverse side effects are experienced, the dosage can be increased to 100 micrograms. It is worth noting that many individuals find the initial dose to be sufficient and may choose to forgo the second dose entirely. Alternatively, starting at 70 micrograms and adding another 30 micrograms after 1.5 hours is an option if you have not encountered any recent negative experiences or feelings that may compromise your journey. Research indicates that doses exceeding 100 micrograms can elevate heart rate, induce ego loss, heighten anxiety, and disrupt the deep psychedelic experience. You can see related links at footnote. The likelihood of experiencing a challenging trip is significantly higher at doses exceeding 100 micrograms, and it is advisable to undertake such doses only under the guidance of a psychotherapist in a clinical environment. LSD is typically administered through a small piece of paper placed on the tongue, so dividing the paper into multiple sections should be done with caution. Microdosing and performing pre-consumption testing are essential for mitigating potential risks and avoiding common human errors. It is recommended to have a light meal 3 to 4 hours before consuming LSD. Choose something enjoyable to eat. Hunger will not enhance or prolong your journey. In fact, it may lead to headaches, nausea, or vomiting. Additionally, taking psychedelics immediately after a meal can result in nausea, vomiting, and a disruption of the trip experience. Combining psychedelics with coffee or engaging in excessive physical movement can lead to heart palpitations and discomfort. It is important to note that a full dose trip with mushrooms typically lasts between 5 to 7 hours, while an LSD trip can last between 7 and 10 hours. It's worth mentioning that the duration of the trip may vary for different individuals, with some experiencing longer-lasting effects. Section 10. Allergies and pre-consumption testing. Material testing is essential whenever you are experimenting with new substances. Regardless of your confidence in yourself or the supplier, impurities or human errors can occur. Therefore, it is crucial to conduct a thorough material test each time to ensure purity and minimize the risk of allergic reactions or other potential issues. Some individuals, particularly those with medical conditions or compromised immune systems, may be prone to allergic reactions or excessive physical and cognitive side effects. To mitigate these risks, it is advisable to conduct an allergy test before consuming any new substance. Even if you acquire the substance from a reputable source, there is still a possibility of unintentional contamination with potent and hazardous compounds. Performing an allergy test involves administering a small dose, 1/10 of the full dose, and observing for several hours to days for any adverse reactions. During an allergy test, it is important to be vigilant for any unusual side effects, such as the appearance of pimples, hives, respiratory distress, rapid heartbeat, or a burning sensation on the skin. If any of these symptoms occur, it is crucial to assess their severity and seek medical attention if necessary. This emphasizes the significance of microdosing as a precautionary measure. By taking the necessary steps and conducting tests before consuming psychedelics, individuals can mitigate the potential consequences associated with a full dose and instead have a positive and productive experience. Section 11. Drug interaction. The interaction between psychedelic substances and antidepressants, sedatives, anxiolytics, and related over-the-counter supplements is not recommended. It is crucial to avoid their simultaneous use. Individuals who have been on long-term medication should consult their doctor to determine whether it is safe to discontinue their medication for a week prior to engaging in psychedelic use. Combining psychedelics with alcohol or marijuana is strictly prohibited and poses significant risks. Additionally, using marijuana or consuming high levels of alcohol in the days following a psychedelic experience can disrupt hormone and neurotransmitter levels in the body and brain, therefore, should be avoided. Check the available sources for more information at the footnote of the episode. Section 12. Consumption Etiquette. The use of entheogenic substances, such as mushrooms, mescaline cacti, and ayahuasca can be traced back thousands of years. Depending on your personal beliefs or religious practices, you may choose to incorporate these substances into a ceremonial setting or during moments of prayer. For those who do not adhere to a specific religion or ideology, engaging in meditation, relaxation, and cultivating mindfulness of the body and mind is recommended prior to embarking on the psychedelic experience. It is recommended to consume psychedelics approximately 2 to 3 hours before sunset to allow for a full experience encompassing the daytime, evening, and nighttime. In an interesting historical connection, some individuals choose to consume LSD at 4:20 p.m. as a tribute to Albert Hofmann, the Swiss chemist and discoverer of LSD, who had his first psychedelic experience at that time. Furthermore, it is noteworthy that April 19 or April 29 is celebrated as World Bicycle Day, as it commemorates the remarkable incident when Albert Hofmann experienced a profound trip while riding his bicycle on his way back home from the laboratory. Section 13. Side Effects. Mental side effects of psychedelic substances can be unpredictable and arise from the disruption of the natural interaction between brain cells and serotonin. These substances can lead to various cognitive side effects, which may manifest in the following ways: delusions, visual hallucinations, distorted sense of time and identity, lack of understanding of place and time, excessive euphoria, distorted perception of objects, movements, colors, sounds and changes in sense of touch, intense and terrible thoughts and feelings, fear of losing control, fear of death, and panic. Physical side effects of psychedelic substances result from the stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system. When consumed in high doses or in unfavorable conditions, these substances can lead to various ill effects, including enlarged pupils, body temperature higher or lower than normal, sweating or chills, loss of appetite, insomnia, dry mouth, and trembling. Psychedelic use can lead to hypothermia, frostbite, seizures, tachycardia, palpitations, high blood pressure, and high blood sugar. The psychological and behavioral effects of psychedelics have a more pronounced impact on the body compared to autonomic reactions. They can affect the motor and central nervous systems, causing heightened reflexes, muscle tension, tremors, and impaired coordination. Preventing these effects to some degree is possible through allergy testing. Creating a suitable environment, having informed and experienced companions, maintaining mental health awareness, practicing meditation, and considering microdosing as an alternative to full doses. Section 14. Fear and Bad Feelings. The voyager may encounter feelings of fear, pain, or discomfort for various reasons. It is common to experience vivid visual imagery with eyes closed, including distorted faces and objects when eyes are open. In such situations, it is crucial to remind yourself that everything you see and experience is a product of your mind. Whether the visions are pleasant, challenging, or frightening, they are a natural part of the psychedelic experience. It is common to perceive unusual objects, people, and imaginary beings that do not physically exist. There is no need to worry, as these hallucinations are a temporary and non-threatening aspect of the journey. Allow the thoughts to enter your mind and treat them as temporary guests. Embrace them with hospitality and let them stay without resistance. Remember that resisting these thoughts can intensify fear and contribute to a negative experience. Instead, Practice letting go of any negative thoughts and approach your trip with mindfulness. Trust that the thoughts will naturally pass through and leave, allowing you to navigate your journey with a sense of openness and acceptance. Share your negative feelings and experiences with your companion for reassurance and support. They can help you understand that everything is fine and encourage you to surrender to the experience, reminding you that it is all in your mind. Remember, fear and panic will only heighten your anxiety. Being mindful in such situations reminds you that the psychedelic experience is subjective, occurring within your subconscious and not reflective of the external reality. It is best to adopt a patient and observant approach to see how things unfold. Every visual manifestation in the psychedelic experience holds symbolic meaning within your subconscious. If you encounter an animal, a human, or a fantastical creature that does not exist in your immediate surroundings, it is advisable to consult your sitter. They should reassure you that what you see is unique to your perception and may not be perceivable to them. If you perceive your companion in a different manner during the psychedelic experience, it is a common occurrence. Rather than becoming alarmed, it is advisable to remain patient and relaxed, allowing yourself to transition to the next state. Alternatively, you can approach the situation with curiosity and introspection, questioning the reasons behind your altered perception. Don't be alarmed. It is not uncommon to feel a sense of fear if you perceive yourself as inhabiting the body of another person or an animal. This is a frequent and normal occurrence during the psychedelic experience. Embrace the opportunity to embody a different character and relish the experience of temporarily being in someone or something else's position. Embrace the presence of all the unsettling images and creatures you encounter. Remember, they are manifestations of your own mind and are integral to your being. Rather than succumbing to fear, welcome them with open arms. Instead of resisting, greet them and embody the role of a host for everything you see and experience. By adopting this approach, you can cultivate a sense of acceptance and engage with your psychedelic journey more harmoniously. The sensation of impending death often arises when fear takes hold and one attempts to evade or suppress their thoughts. Instead of fleeing from your innermost thoughts, take a seat and relish in observing the spectacle. Embrace the opportunity to confront and engage with your own perspectives rather than resisting them. By doing so, you can cultivate a sense of acceptance and find deeper meaning in the experience. Place your trust in yourself, allowing yourself to surrender completely. Remember, there is nothing amiss in doing so. Even though the journey may present challenges, it will ultimately lead you to illumination and personal growth. Embrace the inherent struggles as opportunities for transformation, and embrace the path ahead with confidence. Section 15. Sexual Desires. During an antigenic experience, it's common for sexual desires to emerge. Your mind becomes a fertile ground where thoughts can grow like seeds. These thoughts are natural, and it's possible to embrace and explore them. However, it's important to be mindful of the potential risks and exercise caution in this type of situation. Engaging in sexual activity during a psychedelic experience can pose risks to serotonin and hormone levels. Lack of control over visual perception can also be hazardous. It is important to address potential issues such as sexual requests from individuals in your group, including your sitter, as this can hinder your personal growth during the psychedelic experience. Our focus is to maintain control over your sexual feelings and prevent the experience from taking a sexual direction. Practicing mindfulness in this situation can help you let go of such thoughts. Remember that your intention in this experience is to seek transcendence or personal growth, and engaging in sexual ideas or activities can significantly disrupt that. Ignore any physical contact or sexual behavior requests from the voyager as a companion. Stay calm and help the voyager to also remain calm. Section 16. Group Consumption. Group consumption of psychedelics has a long-standing tradition, with practices such as ayahuasca and cactus mescaline ceremonies dating back thousands of years among the Amazonians. In modern times, mushrooms and LSD are also consumed in group setting. When engaging in group consumption, there are a few important considerations to keep in mind. 1. During group consumption of psychedelics, it is crucial to have at least two companions present. One of the companions should abstain from consuming any psychedelics and remain fully conscious. Their role is to provide support and assistance to the voyagers. The other companion serves as a guide and should be knowledgeable and experienced in psychedelic use. They should also be a trustworthy individual who has earned the trust of the entire group. 2. Having two companions present during group consumption is also desirable, instead of just one guide. This ensures additional support and assistance for the voyagers. Both companions should be knowledgeable and experienced with psychedelics, creating a collaborative and safe environment for the group. 3. It is recommended to avoid having couples or partners in the same group during psychedelic consumption. This is to prevent any potential issues that may arise from their relationship dynamics impacting the overall group dynamic. Keeping a clear and focused group environment can help ensure a more harmonious and positive experience for everyone involved. 4. Group members should ideally share homogeneity and ideological compatibility to promote harmonious coexistence. For instance, the presence of both a religious person and an atheist in the same group can potentially disrupt the collective experience. 5. Having an outdoor garden or natural area is crucial for participants to freely walk or relax. 6. Private rooms are mandatory to provide participants with the necessary privacy and facilitate deep personal experiences. 7. Sitting in a circle and holding hands or lying in a circle with participants' heads at the center can create an engaging experience. 8. Participants can engage in intriguing mental communication. Section 17. Significant differences between mushrooms and LSD. One noticeable distinction between mushrooms and LSD is their origin, mushrooms being a natural plant and LSD being a laboratory-produced substance. Those opposed to synthetic drugs may prefer to avoid LSD. One advantage of LSD or laboratory-produced psilocybin is the ability to accurately determine the dosage. This is often emphasized in clinical therapeutic settings. However, for personal use where precise dosing is not possible, this aspect is not applicable. Mushrooms have a reputation for their gentle and mystical qualities compared to LSD. However, in my opinion, the defensiveness and antagonism displayed by many individuals towards one substance over the other are unnecessary. The duration of the effects of LSD is typically around 8 to 10 hours, while the effects of mushrooms typically last for about 5 to 7 hours.